The role of the churches and the clergy during the Nazi era was contradictory. Although some groups of Christians showed courageous resistance to the Nazis, high-ranking members of the clergy in particular remained silent in the face of the monstrous injustices being perpetrated. The church leaders' reticence saved the church from becoming involved in a conflict with the Nazi leadership that would have threatened its very existence, but at the same time it helped to shore up the regime.
In the Protestant church, which had its Bavarian headquarters at Maiserstraße 13, Hans Meiser, the bishop of Bavaria, who came to office in May 1933, was initially close to the regime. Not only did the Protestant church bring itself into line and agree to follow the Führer, Meiser also showed sympathy for the German Christians, a group with ties to the regime. Although Meiser distanced himself from this position in 1933-34 and went over to supporting the confessing church, which was critical of the Nazis, he professed to Hitler that he belonged to his most loyal opposition. Moreover, there was no official protest by the Protestant church against the injustices of the Nazi regime.
The behavior of Munich's cardinal, Michael von Faulhaber, provides a typical example of this ambivalence in the Catholic Church. Even though Faulhaber can be placed in the ranks of those showing general resistance to National Socialism, his critical attitude towards the Nazi regime is evident in the papal encyclical Mit brennender Sorge, with burning concern, which he drafted.
Whoever exalts race, or the people, or the state, or a particular form of state, or the depositories of power, or any other fundamental value of the human community, however necessary and honorable be their function in worldly things, whoever raises these notions above their standard value and divinizes them to an idolatrous level, distorts and perverts an order of the world planned and created by God. He is far from the true faith in God and from the concept of life which that faith upholds.
On the other hand, Faulhaber avoided taking up any clear public position on the Nazi campaigns of violence and murder. His appraisal of the Nazis was certainly in tune with that of the Vatican, which in July 1933 concluded a concordat with the German Reich, thus enhancing its international status. The chief author of the concordat was Eugenio Pacelli, the Vatican's emissary to Munich until 1925. Moreover, until 1934, the papal nunciature, the Black House, was located at Brienerstraße 15, opposite the Brown House. Church resistance to the Nazis came almost exclusively from the grassroots. Some courageous members of the clergy and lay people, such as Rupert Meyer, Fritz Gerlich, and Alfred Delp, paid for their commitment with their health or their lives. If you now cross Brienner Straße, you will come to the former Führerbau, Hitler's office building.